following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Good morning and welcome to the Childersburg Performing Arts and Sports Arena. Dave McCurley along with Jacob Bassett as we get you set for Talladega County Basketball Tournament. Right now, the girls of Childersburg having their way with BB Comer 65-18. This game will be over with here in just a few minutes, and we will get to Childersburg and Fayetteville boys action coming up here in just a few minutes as we continue with the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Are pests bugging you? Whether it's at home or at work, the trusted team at Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. We offer comprehensive pest control, including rodents, termites, bugs, wasps, and hornets. Plus, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley for 4 years running. Get a free termite treatment estimate today. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories, Majestic Caverns. The official team builder sponsor of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley along with Jacob Bassett today. KJ McCurley got baby duty today and a little work detail as well. Won't be with me. He'll be back with me if the Tigers continue to win on. Jacob, you're the voice or one of the voices of the Fayetteville Wolves. Tall task for them to come in here on Childersburg's home floor, even though B.B. Comer is the one hosting this tournament. It's a tall task for Fayetteville today.
Yeah, and we have a depleted team today. You know, Landon Thomas is out, Aiden Blair is out, and Brandon Marlin's out, all on a church trip this week. And, you know, so we had to call up some of the JV guys. So, like you said, it's a tall task. And, you know, There's going to have to happen if the Wolves want to pull off an upset today.
You know, and I remember back when the boys played at Fayetteville, a lot of the varsity quit right before the season started. Grant Maddox was forced to pull up just about everybody on the JV squad, and boy, we got hammered a lot. But this Childersburg team, 13-10 on the year, and you think, well, that's 500, a little better than 500 ball. A lot of their losses are to 5, 6, and 7A schools. They've lost to Midfield twice, who's ranked number one in Class 3A in their own area. They've lost to Ramsey. They've lost to Sylacauga. They've lost twice to Benjamin Russell. So they've taken care of business against teams they should have. But today we'll see if Fayetteville can hang in there with them.
Yeah, and, you know, last week we called a heartbreaker against Otagaville. You know, it was a game that we felt like we could have won. And, you know, one of my keys today, actually, we came off the bench fouling, and we can't do that today.
Yeah, and, of course, if you're looking for the Atkinson-Holmes keys to the game for Childersburg, they just need to take care of the basketball. They need to take care of Childersburg, and the game should go the way that they hope to, but you've got to not turn the basketball over, not get in foul trouble, and a lot of it depends on the way that the game will be officiated today. And we'll talk more about that. The Childersburg girls all over the B.B. Comer girls, 72-20, so they will advance. They'll take the winner of the Winneboro Fayetteville girls, which will be coming up today, I believe, at 1:30. And then, of course, the B.B. Comer boys will be in action today. Greg Wyckoff and Tony White will be calling that against the Winneboro boys. That'll be somewhere around 3 o'clock, as long as we don't get behind. Right now, let's take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout, and we'll get this thing tipped off in about 10 minutes. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kicks 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.recdesk.com.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know that CVMC now offers a full retail pharmacy? Coosa Valley Apothecary offers easy prescription transfers, convenient location, and low prices every day. Whether you need a prescription filled, are looking for over-the-counter products, or just have questions for our pharmacists, stop in for the personalized service of an independent, community-based pharmacy. Avoid a second stop after your hospital discharge with the meds-to-bed service. It allows you to fill your prescriptions before you go home. Coosa Valley Apothecary, located conveniently on the ground floor of Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Hey, champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Looking for a career that's not only high quality but also eco-friendly? Ineos in Childersburg has been at the forefront of innovation since 2005, producing top-notch lubricants while staying committed to our planet. Join us as we lead the way into the future of technology and sustainability. Ready to make an impact? Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or head to the Talladega Career Center and apply today. Ineos USA, where your career drives innovation and positive change.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Getting ready for Childersburg and Fayetteville, and of course lots of basketball action today. Jacob, basketball going on all day here until about 7:30. Two games at Comer today. Now we're going to tell you what they've done is they took one game that's supposed to be tomorrow, which is Talladega and Mumford's boys, and one game from Wednesday, which is Sylacauga and Lincoln's boys. They're both playing at Comer today at 4:30, and then Talladega and Mumford after. And that's so that no games are tomorrow. We really still don't know about the weather yet, Jacob.
Yeah, the weather's still up in the air. 1 minute we're at a 43% chance, the next we're at an 8%. And I think right now we're at a 0%, so you really can't tell what's going to happen.
Could get some weather into Wednesday morning, maybe, potentially. But right now it looks as though everything is good for this tournament to stay on track, resume back here on Wednesday, where the small schools championship will be played Wednesday, girls and boys. Then here on Thursday will be the big schools championship, girls and boys. And then on Friday, of course, the super championships. That's if everything stays as it should. So lots of basketball. Hey, if you ain't got nothing to do on Martin Luther King Day, you don't want to watch the inauguration, whatever the case may be, you're getting ready for some national championship football tonight. How about coming here to the Childersburg Sports Emporium and seeing as much basketball as you can for just a few bucks?
Yeah, it's going to be some good basketball. You know, the Fayetteville boys and Childersburg boys getting ready. And like you said, the next game you have the number three team in the state going to be on the floor, so it's going to be some good basketball play today.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, Jacob, a lot of times you think about, a lot of people don't think about the county tournament, but in basketball, most of the time, unless you play in a holiday tournament, these teams, Sylacauga is the last team to win a state championship in 2018. Other than that, this is the only trophy you got a chance to really take home at the end of the year, if you think about it. So, and I know you got the area tournament and regionals and all that, but this has a lot of pride with it. So we're getting ready for Childersburg and Fayetteville. We'll step aside and take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and your opening tip. Right after this, you're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Why should your business join the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce? Connection. Stay connected with Chamber Community Calendar. Submit your events and be part of the Chamber Community Events Calendar. For more information, visit us at gcvchamber.com.
At La Piñata Mexican Grill, Thirsty Thursdays offer you Dos Equis for $2.99 in the bottle or $3.99 draft. Add a quesadilla Hawaiiana for only $10.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-through, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Discover adventure and team building opportunities at Majestic Caverns. Explore on a field trip, an overnight in the cave, or an underground classroom. Come watch an amazing show with fire jugglers and challenge the lion and phoenix tribes in games and quests. It's the perfect new family tradition filled with fun for all ages in Childersburg, Alabama. And don't forget the food. Try our vanilla ice lattes with lavender cold foam, award-winning fudge, chicken and waffles, and warm pretzels. Visit MajesticCaverns.com for more info. It's the adventure of a lifetime. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Looking for a taste of Mexico in Sylacauga? Head over to La Costa Mexican Restaurant on Broadway Avenue for a vibrant fiesta of flavor. Savor sizzling fajitas, cheesy enchiladas, and mouth-watering tacos, all crafted to perfection with unbeatable drink specials. With exceptional service and a lively atmosphere, La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Sylacauga is perfect for family dinners, date nights, or a fun night out. Every meal is a celebration at La Costa Mexican Restaurant.
This is Childersburg High School basketball on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports, sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services. Now, color analyst K.J. McCurley and the voice of Childersburg High School Athletics, David McCurley.
Thank you for that introduction. And, of course, we're getting set for Fayetteville and Childersburg. Your tip coming up in about 90 seconds. Let's step aside for 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
KX 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. First quarter action is brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. When an injury sidelines you, get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Childersburg High's home for Friday nights and Auburn University's home on Saturdays. This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're locked into Hit Kicking Country, KIX 100.3.
Jacob Bassett alongside myself, David McCurley, as we get you set for Childersburg and Fayetteville. For Coach Matt Moore and the Fayetteville Wolves, your starting lineup, Connor Crumpton. He's a sophomore along with Braden Liner, a junior. Brody Ursary, a sophomore. Carter Goins, also in the 10th grade. And J.B. Buttram, the lone senior on this Fayetteville team, he will get the nod today. For your Childersburg Tigers, they'll start as usual. We saw them last Thursday night get a win on the road at Vincent. They followed that up by losing to number one ranked Midfield on the road on Friday, and Saturday they went to Winterboro and handled the Bulldogs. They'll start as follows: Seneca Sheely, a junior. T.D. Smith will be a senior. Tay Fairman, a junior. Devin Williams, also in the 11th grade. And, of course, his Tay's brother, Dontavius Duke Fairman, also a junior, will get a start. He will be the big man on the middle. For Coach Johnny Johnson in his 13-10 Childersburg Tigers, and we're about set to go. Childersburg in their home white uniform striped with royal blue pinstriping and blue numbers. Fayetteville with the black jerseys, all black, striped with Vegas gold and golden white numbers. We're set to go. Hope you enjoy some high school basketball today. It'll be Duke Fairman and J.B. Buttram. And the tip is controlled by the Wolves. Here's Carter Goins with it. He'll get it over to Braden Liner. Of course, Childersburg's going to be in that sticky man-to-man defense. Here's Goins being guarded by Tay Fairman. Buttram gets open shot from three. Contested over Duke Fairman. No good. Here come the Tigers with a rebound and a chance to score first. Devin Williams right wing. They'll flip it over now to Seneca Sheila, who gets open look from three, and he cashes in from the left wing. Good ball movement by the Tigers, and they lead 3-0. Here's that patented pressure, and the, I don't know why I didn't have Jacob in with me. They get the ball up to Brody Ursary. It'll be Fayetteville ball on the side.
Yeah, we can't force anything, and, you know, Coach Moore is going to try to control the ball and keep it out of this Childersburg offense's hands.
Yeah, and I think the way to do that is Fayetteville's going to turn it over, but one way to do that is to slow the game down. But when you play as good a man-to-man defense as Childersburg plays, it's hard to slow down. I mean, you got somebody on you all the time right up in your grill. Here's T.D. Smith. Gave up an open look. He'll give it to Devin Williams. Now to Fairman in the middle. He tried a no-look pass, and Coach Johnny Johnson didn't like that. 6:55 to go first quarter. We're just underway. 3-0 Childersburg over Fayetteville. The Wolves. Here's Braden Liner with it. He'll get it across midcourt, wrap around dribble. And now he finds a wide open Buttram underneath the bucket. Can't get that shot to go. You got to use the glass there. And Seneca Sheely gets an open look from the left corner. No good from three. And the Wolves will bring it up the floor. Here's Liner. Tried to go inside to Buttram, stolen away. Here's Seneca Sheely. He'll go down the lane, flip it up, and no good. And he's going to be called. Duke Fairman's going to be called for going over the back of Carter Goins. That'll be the first foul call of the contest.
Yeah, you can see a lot of situations for the Wolves right now where the absence of Landon Thomas is key because, you know, he can shoot a three or he can go down low.
I was going to say our clock seemed like we had some issues, but it's rolling now. Another steal by Fayetteville, and T.D. Smith will go down and lay it in. And it's 5-0 Childersburg. A three from Sheely, a two from T.D. Smith. Here we go. Fayetteville throws over the top of the press, and we're going to have another foul as Brody Ursary went into the lane, and I don't know who that. Maybe they got T.D. Smith on that foul?
They did.
Okay. I was going to say it could have been Duke Fairman's second. And Fayetteville finally on the board as Ursary hits a free throw. This is a young Fayetteville team, too. Only one senior on the team. One of two for Ursary, and then a going over the back call is going to go against Carter Goins. And, you know, I didn't want to bring this up, but a few of these guys, one of them being the guy with the basketball, Tay Fairman and Devin Williams, they knew how it felt to lose on the gridiron to these guys. So a little payback for them, and there's Seneca Sheely with another three. Somebody better get out on him. And it's 8-1 quickly here in the first quarter. Fayetteville working it around. They get a cutter in the middle of the lane. That's Ursary, or excuse me, Liner, and he goes up and under and in.
It was a circus shot.
Yeah, nice shot by Braden Liner, and it's 8-3. Nice crowd here from Fayetteville, too. A lot of their players, as Jacob mentioned, not here. They don't have the big guy in Landon Thomas, and that was a three-pointer in the corner by T.D. Smith was blocked. That was a nice block by J.B. Buttram. Here's Fayetteville in the front court now. Liner working against Devin Williams. He'll go down again and lay it up and in. And just like that, it's 8-5. No help on defense that time for Devin Williams. Here's TD to Seneca, back to TD. Now they'll give it to Williams in the between the circles. And a tie-up jump ball. That should be Childersburg basketball. And here comes the first sixth man of the year. That's Brandon Calhoun. He's dangerous to come off the bench. He'll replace Devin Williams. And I think one thing that Jerry Wallace is telling Devin Williams is to kind of back off of Braden Liner a little bit. Scoop with another three off the back iron, but the long rebound is run down by Duke Fairman. Here's Childersburg again, 8-5. Tigers with a lead. Fairman, did he step on the line? No, they're going to get a push. That's going to go against number 15, Carter Goins. That's a tough matchup for him.
Yeah, and, you know, right there on the baseline, too.
Yep. Now coming into the game for Fayetteville is going to be Jet Liner. Now, I was watching a lot of that Autogaville game with you all, Jacob, and Jet Liner played well that night.
Yeah, he's good coming off the bench.
Scoop trying to get it into Duke Fairman, gets it back. Middle of the lane, there's Devontae Fairman off the back iron from 8 feet. Shot it too strong, and the Wolves have a chance to pull to within one and maybe tie it with a three. That was a double dribble on Liner they didn't get, and there's another turnover. Here come Childersburg running, and they lose control of it. Back into the hand of the Wolves. Here comes Jet Liner with it. Now, is Braden and Jet related?
I believe they are. Cousins, brother, something.
Here's Buttram from downtown. Gives up a shot, drives baseline. His four-footer contested by Brandon Calhoun, and no good. Here comes Childersburg. Calhoun's got it. He'll fire three. That's an air ball. Good pass it was to Duke Fairman, but he couldn't lay it in. Here comes the Wolves. We're stuck at 8-5. Long three-pointer, no good by – who shot that?
That was Connor Crumpton.
Yep. And T.D. Smith will try his turn at a three off the back iron, no good. And almost a steal, but Scoop gets it back and gets in the middle lane, does Sheely, and puts it in for two, 10-5. Sheely's been the hot man for Childersburg, scoring 8 points so far. Here's Buttram. He'll get it to Braden Liner. Being guarded by Brandon Calhoun. Now back to Buttram. To Brody Ursary. Now it goes to the foul line, and that's where Jet Liner banks it in. I don't think he meant to, but the banks... Banks are closed today, but that was open that time.
Yeah, Jet Liner is one of those. If you give him a chance to shoot it, he's going to make it more often than not.
10-7. Here's Childersburg. Baseline shot by T.D. Smith is no good. Childersburg shooting cold unless you're wearing number zero. Braden Liner to Ursary. Ursary head fake to Duke. He'll go and lay it in. And it's a one-point game. Wolves are playing well. If they can cut down on their turnovers... Got a chance to stick around a little while. Sheely gives it to Duke Fairman. Now to his brother, Tay. Back to Duke, and it goes to TD. Now Seneca, he'll get another open look. Gives it up to Brandon Calhoun from the baseline from 8 feet, and that's good every time. Calhoun with a bucket gives the Tigers a three-point lead with 2 minutes to go first quarter, 12-9. Here's Braden Liner with the basketball. Just holding it out front. He'll get it to Ursary. Now to J.B. Buttram. Thought about a three. Drives in. Gives it up to Crumpton. Now to Liner. Liner. Outside it goes. There's another fake to Fairman, and he's going to be bumped by T.D., and that's going to be two fouls, I believe, on T.D. Smith. He may have to come out of the game.
Yeah, that'll be his second. Yeah.
And Childersburg is going to get some young guys. Well, one young guy and one just absolute monster of a kid. Tay Truss in there along with the young man Xavion Swain. Here's Jet Liner being guarded by Tay Fairman. If there's another kid in this county that's quicker than Tay Fairman, I want to see him. I don't believe it. But Liner made a good move to the goal, and then a wild shot. Childersburg comes up with a rebound. Here comes Tay Fairman. He'll get it to Seneca. That's short right to Tay Truss, and Tay lays it in. 14-9. Tay was in the right place at the right time that time. But he lets J.B. Buttram go by him on the other end as Fayetteville threw it over the top of the press. Buttram lays it in. It's a three-point Tiger lead. Calhoun. Scoop. Back to Tay Fairman. Are they trying to hold for one shot? I don't really believe they are. I think they're just trying to spread the floor a little bit. They've got Xavion Swain in the far left corner. And now they will just hold it as Seneca's just spinning the ball on one finger. Kind of a Harlem Globetrotter. Now he's laughing about it. And Crumpton comes out to grab him.
Little mind game there, you think?
Yeah, well, they're just having a little fun
on a day out of school.
Yeah. Now we're down to 15 seconds. Calhoun will get an open look at three off the front iron, no good. He goes out of bounds to the Tigers. End of the game for Fayetteville is going to be number 23, Ty Stone. He's been injured most of the year.
Yeah, you know, I think that was a lingering injury from football season.
Is it his left wrist?
Yeah.
Because I see it's still bandaged up pretty good. Here's Calhoun, 7 seconds in the quarter. We got to start thinking about getting a shot here. Seneca will try a long three. That was from another zip code. And he got it. And it's a six-point Tiger lead. And I think Seneca Sheely has 11 of our 17. We'll step aside and take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Taking pride in your work shows. For the perfect plumber with the tools and knowledge to resolve your issues, contact Marble City Plumbing, voted best of the Coosa Valley. 256-267-1569.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos USA in Childersburg. Ineos USA, the leading provider of advanced motor oils and lubricants designed to enhance engine performance and efficiency. Learn more and apply today at ineos.us/careers.
We'll go to work in the second quarter. Fayetteville gets the first possession. Here's Crumpton with it. And Childersburg leads by six. There's a three-pointer by Buttram, no good. Here's Childersburg out on the run. Tay Truss should have been, or is a foul, and he gets the shot to go. Nice job by the big man, the senior for Childersburg. That foul, I think, is going to go on number 14, isn't it?
Yeah, Brody Ursher. That's going to be his first of the game.
19-11 now. Childersburg in the lead. Childersburg will have Tay Fairman, Devin Williams, Tay Truss, Xavion Swain, and Brandon Calhoun on the floor for Coach Johnny Johnson. Tay gets it to rattle home, and it's 20-11, biggest lead of the game now for the Tigers at 9. Crumpton working against Devin Williams. I bet Devin doesn't let him go by him this time. He got some harsh instructions just a minute ago. Here's Buttram. Finds Ursary, and the pass was too wide. He had to try to save it, and it goes out of bounds to the Tigers.
Yeah, I don't think we've played a team that plays as good as man defense as Childersburg does.
You're not going to see it probably this year. I don't care who you play. This bunch right here, and a lot of that comes from 14-year NBA veteran Gerald Wallace. He leads the defensive charge for Coach Johnny Johnson. Not to say that Coach Johnson and Coach Kirkland don't have anything to do with it. They do. But when you got a guy that can teach you how to play without fouling and teach you how to get through screens, it makes it so much better. Calhoun finds Devontae Fairman in the lane. Boy, he's just off today, and there's going to be might be a foul on. Well, no, they're going to call a jump ball, and that's going to be Childersburg basketball. 20-11, Childersburg in the lead by 9 with 6:46 to go first quarter. The opening game of this 2025 county tournament saw Childersburg's girls defeat Comer's girls very handily. There's Fayetteville with a steal. Here's Crumpton with it to Buttram. He got free, goes up and under, and lays it in. He played well the other night against Autaugaville as well.
Yeah, and with the absence of Landon Thomas, you're going to have to rely on him a lot as this game goes on.
20-13. Truss tried to get a 6-foot shot to go, couldn't get it. Look at Xavier Swain battling hard down there, but just couldn't get the putback to go. And the Wolves have a chance to cut into this 7-point lead. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. There's a trap, and Jet Liner's in trouble. He gets it to Ty Stone, and they had Buttram wide open under the goal. If you beat the double team, you can find an open guy. At that time, Fayetteville turned it over.
That's the thing. You got to beat the double team.
Childersburg will send in some guys, a couple of starters back on the floor, Seneca Sheely and T.D. Smith, along with Torrey Wells for the first time. And I'll tell you, Torrey had 12 points against Vincent the other night. And a steal by the Wolves and a lay-in by Carter Goins, and it's a 5-point game. Lazy pass by Seneca Sheely. He's got it between the circles. Calhoun now. And they're watching Torrey Wells at that free throw line. Seneca Sheely now. It's T.D. Smith. He should have let go of that shot. They wanted him to. Now, and that's going to be a foul on Buttram for going over the back of Torrey Wells.
Yeah, but you saw Carter Goins come off the bench. You know, he was a starter, but he came off the bench and scored quickly. If he's a player that you can get going pretty early, he'll be hot the rest of the game.
Yeah, Carter's a good athlete in all phases. Sheely will get another look at three. Long rebound goes to T.D. Smith. Back to Sheely. Devin Williams now. They're really looking to try to get it to Torrey at the free throw line, but Fayetteville's covering that up. Devin Williams gets a drive, has it stripped away, and then a tie-up and a jump ball. This ball will go back to Fayetteville with 4:51 to go until halftime. And Tigers just kind of sleepwalking here through the motions with a 20-15 lead. And I don't mean that in any disrespect to Fayetteville, but let's be honest, they should win this game.
Yeah, and as much as Fayetteville's turned it over early.
Yeah, they really got a chance to could be ahead. Here's Jet Liner with the basketball to Buttram. He gets an open look from three, can't get it to go, gets his long rebound, goes back in the lane, puts it up no good, gets it again, and his second shot was rejected by T.D. Smith.
Yeah, that was a good block, but, you know, we talk about that's what you got to convert on is those second-chance buckets.
Yep, and there's T.D. Smith with a three. It's a big shot for the Tigers and a steal by T.D. Smith in the backcourt. Here comes Seneca Sheely with an 8-point Tiger lead. Calhoun faked somebody at the top of the key, stepped into the free throw line and couldn't get it to go. It'll go out of bounds off of Torrey Wells. It'll be Fayetteville basketball. Halfway through the second quarter, 3:55 to go until halftime, 23-15. Childersburg in the lead. Here's Braden Liner with the basketball to Buttram. He's playing a little two-man game. They get it across court to Carter Goins. Now Jetliner will shoot it from the top of the key way off, and it's a long rebound to go out of bounds to Childersburg.
Yeah, Childersburg not giving Fayetteville chances to think about what to do with it. We're having the four shots, and they're off more often than not.
Long three-pointer by Devin Williams, no good. Long rebound comes to Crumpton.
He's got it.
Right wing trying to drive baseline. It's going to be a blocking foul on Devin Williams. He didn't get over in front of him quick enough, and that'll be the first team foul on Childersburg here, I think, in the second quarter. Right wing, Braden Liner with it, working against Calhoun. They find Carter Goins. Now back to Braden Liner. He'll travel down against Calhoun, can't get it to go, and Calhoun gets the tip from another player for the rebound. Here comes Devontae Fairman. Nice dish. Now back to T.D. Smith. He'll go down the lane, lays it up, no good. Thought there was some contact there one way or the other. And the Wolves get the loose ball, and it's 23-15 with 2:40 to go until halftime. Jetliner back to Braden. Thought about a three-pointer. Didn't do it. Jet to Carter Goins. Now to J.B. Buttram. Fable's going to have to try some backdoor cuts and some cuts down the lane like that right there from Jetliner, and he put it in. That's what they got to do, is get open looks from 8 foot in.
Yeah, and that goes back to what I was saying. You know, we're not used to a defense this fast.
You're going to have to set some screens, and, wow, they caught a quick jump ball. And the possession error goes to Childersburg, but 23-17, six-point Tiger lead with a minute 59 to go, and I think there's a 30-second timeout. I'll be glad to take one with them. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen. Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg. Call Ron at 256-378-6631.
Welcome back to Childersburg. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett with you. 23-17. Childersburg just kind of floating along here with a six-point lead as they'll have the basketball underneath their own goal. Jacob, you can't take away from what the Wolves have come in here and done with a depleted roster as well.
Yeah, and, you know, as much as we're turning the ball over, you know, we need to make that adjustment. We could stay in this game.
Yeah. Here's Seneca Sheely. That's the guy you really got to stop. He missed a three-pointer. Long rebound to T.D. Smith. T.D. gets it in the lane. He'll drive, goes up, can't get shot to go, but he will be awarded with two free throws. Let's see who they get on this foul. That's going to be number 14 again, Brody Ursary, and that's either two or three on
that's
him.
That's his second.
And he'll have to come out of the game, I do believe. Well, they're going to wait now. I think Coach Moore says I'm going to leave him in there for 148. Take my chances. TD, the senior, gets his first free throw to go. Childersburg had their biggest lead at 9. And they can get it to 8 right here. 2 of 2 for TD. And it is an 8-point lead. Fayetteville gets that thing in quick. They don't want Childersburg to set up that full court pressure. And there's a steal. That was off the hands of Devontae Fairman. Not only is he quick with his feet, but he's quick with his hands. Fairman to Sheely. Devin Williams has got it. He wants to drive. Nice dish to Brandon Calhoun, who was wide open, beat his man, and laid it in. And it's the biggest lead of the game. And then a steal by Devontae Fairman. He's going to get called for double dribble. Yeah, he did. I thought he did. The Childersburg coaching staff didn't like that at all, but he did. And that bucket won't count. 27-17, though, now. Fayetteville's got to be careful here, Jacob, in the next minute and 14, not to let this thing get too far away.
Yeah, no, we need to control the basketball here.
And they throw it away.
Might let that happen.
Yeah, they throw it away again. Childersburg finds a wide open. Devin Williams under the bucket. 29-17, and there's a near steal again. If not for the good hands of Jet Liner, he goes up with a wild shot. No good. Carter Goins will go down the lane. He's going to be fouled. And I'm not complaining about the refereeing here. That foul's going to go on. I thought he called it on five. And five's not on the floor.
He called it on Brandon Calhoun.
Okay, four. Here's where I have a problem with officiating. The referee that was the furthest away from that play made that call, and two officials that were closer never blew their whistle. Maybe one sees it differently. I don't know, but Carter can't hit his first free throw. He'll get one more. 29-17 with 55 seconds to go in the first half. One of two. Nope. They're going to say he come over the line. He hit the shot, but a lane violation, and it stays the same. It was 6 points. And all of a sudden, in the last 2 minutes, Chillsburg's turned up the wick a little bit and opened up a 12-point lead. Seneca and TD playing catch with it. They're overloading that side. If you know, Fayetteville's playing a zone, and Chillsburg just loves overloading one side and making it hard on them guards. 30 seconds in the half now. Chillsburg in no hurry. Cross court, it goes to Devin Williams. Back to Devontae. He'll get in the lane, goes up. Boy, I tell you, he is having a tough time getting a shot to go. There's going to be a foul on Brandon Calhoun going over the back of Carter Goins.
That's two quick ones on him.
One thing about this Chillsburg team, and I'm going to say, that's pushing fouls, going to go against Devontae Fairman. That's a frustration foul right there. But one thing I'm going to say about this Chillsburg team, they can put six or seven guys off the bench, and it's like they never miss a beat. Very athletic. They're all cut of the same mold, it seems like. And I think they're trying to check and see if Fayetteville's in the bonus or not, but I don't think they are yet.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
A steal by Fairman. He gets it back. He'll go around the top. Sheely open for three. You can't leave him open. He drains it, and what was a 6-point lead is now turned into a 15-point game, 32-17. We're at the half. We'll step aside and take a timeout. We'll come back with some thoughts from Jacob and more basketball later today.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Don't let your heavy comforters and curtains ruin your washing machine. Let Rudd's Laundromat do it for you with their industrial-sized machines for washing and drying, located in Sylacauga.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-5000.
4701 to schedule your appointment.
Utility storage buildings, modular storage buildings, greenhouses, storm shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com.
Recovering from surgery? Transform your recovery journey at Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where they make sure every day is a step forward. Their expert team offers physical, occupational, and speech therapies in an environment designed to nurture and inspire. At Sylacauga Health and Rehab, they don't just care for you, they care about you. Sylacauga Health and Rehab, where healing meets comfort. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. 32-17. Childersburg on top here of the Fayetteville Wolves at halftime. It was close for a big part of the half. Last 2.5, 3 minutes of the half saw Childersburg push out to their biggest lead of the game. We've got more basketball for you today. Later on today, it'll be B.B. Comer and Winterboro in the boys' action as Greg Wyckoff, Tony White will be on the B.B. Comer Tiger Sports Network, and we'll do that. Right now, we'll step aside for more bills to be paid. 32-17, Childersburg out in front of Fayetteville. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga.
Worried about pests invading your space? Protect your home or business with the experts at Alabama Termite and Pest Control. For over 4 years, we've been voted the best pest control in the Coosa Valley. From rodents to termites, bugs to wasps to hornets, we've got you covered. Choose from monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly services customized to fit your needs. Call Christy, Tony, Eddie, John, or Jeremy at 256-378-6903 or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg, serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Dave McCurley along with Jacob Bassett and Childersburg 32-17, but Jacob, don't let that fool you, because until about the last 3 minutes of the half, this thing was down to five, sometimes three, and Fayetteville, I think, just kind of gave out of gas with the guys they had on the floor there toward the end of the half and kind of let it get away from them. But 15 points, I've seen stranger things happen. That's not a huge lead in a basketball game.
Yeah, and right before the half, we talked about turning it over, you know, Fayetteville right there in the span of 3 seconds turned the ball over, and Childersburg was able to capitalize on those, and that's really what the difference is in this score.
Really is. Childersburg capitalizing, as Jacob said, on those turnovers and making it difficult. But then again, you mentioned also Fayetteville, don't get me wrong, they play a lot of great basketball teams in 1A, 2A, 3A, but I don't think they've seen the kind of pressure that they've seen today in this just sticky man-to-man defense.
Yeah, the Childersburg is able to get to the ball quick. You know, if the ball goes one way, there's two guys on him, you try to pass the ball, and, you know, once again, you're defended by two guys. But, you know, you talked about a great coach team and how Childersburg's able to play without fouling. That's been the key of this game, too. Neither team got into foul trouble.
Yeah, I mean, they're a great coach team. But, I mean, let's face it, Childersburg is a great program. Johnny Johnson, in his ninth year as head coach of this Tiger program. And let me tell you something, every year, with the exception of one being the COVID year, they've won 20 games. That's pretty impressive any way you want to look at it. And that'll do it for our Coos Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show. We'll come back with second half action as Childersburg leads it by 15 over the Fayetteville Wolves. And you're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is proud to be a part of Childersburg High School Athletics on Kicks 100.3. Our department provides opportunities for the community through sports, senior events, community celebrations, and event reservations. For more information, go to childersburg.recdesk.com.
Discover the delights at Betty Ruth's Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to take your career to the next level? INEOS USA in Childersburg produced over 24 billion gallons of oil lubricants last year, and we're just getting started. As a leader in the industry, we offer not only great wages, but also competitive benefits, including healthcare, retirement, and paid time off. Don't miss this opportunity. Visit us at 100 Nippon Drive or Talladega Career Center today and step into a future powered by innovation and success with INEOS USA.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
A lot of the crowd starting to trickle in today on Martin Luther King Day and also Inauguration Day. We're at halftime of our second game. Childersburg's girls defeated B.B. Comer this morning, and now the boys of Childersburg having their way with Fayetteville 32-17. Let me say, I'm glad Jacob reminded me of this. Let me say hello to Jacob Johnson, a sophomore who has been an integral part of this sporting program here at Fayetteville, played quarterback for the Tigers this year in basketball and had knee surgery. A lot of people don't know it, but had knee surgery, and I think he's right now at therapy right now, getting things done. Hope he's listening. 32-17, and also Jacob Bassett, our biggest player in Hezekiah Parker, who's sitting down here on the bench, had finger surgery back in the holidays, and he's probably done for the year. So missing two of our starters, or this Childersburg team would even be more dangerous. Here we go as Ursary gets a three-point look from Fayetteville. Can't get it to go. Childersburg fast down the other end, and T.D. Smith lays it in. And, I mean, you look, boy, they turned up the wick, hadn't they?
Yeah.
They are everywhere, and Fayetteville really having a hard time. Scoop gets a steal, lays it in. And just like that, it's a 19-point lead. And I think Coach Moore has seen enough. He wants to call a timeout, and this Fayetteville bunch is fired up. We'll step aside and take a quick one with them. 36-17, Childersburg in the lead.
Discover adventure and team-building opportunities at Majestic Caverns. Explore on a field trip, an overnight in the cave, or an underground classroom. Come watch an amazing show with fire jugglers and challenge the Lion and Phoenix tribes in games and quests. It's the perfect new family tradition filled with fun for all ages in Childersburg, Alabama. And don't forget the food. Try our vanilla ice lattes with lavender cold foam, award-winning fudge, chicken and waffles, and warm pretzels. Visit MajesticCaverns.com for more info. It's the adventure of a lifetime. Proud supporters of Childersburg High School Athletics.
Jacob Bassett, it's your first time to see Childersburg's basketball team play. A little different in the first 40 seconds of this half, what you've seen in the first half.
Yeah, they came out quick coming out of the locker room. Like you said, I hadn't seen anything like this all season.
It's quick. I mean, they play at another level. There's another tip ball and another steal. Here comes Devin Williams with it. Center Kashili to T.D. Smith. Open three off the back iron. No good. Look at Duke Fairman go up. Get the shot. Can't get it to go. And Buttram with a good rebound for Fayetteville. Here come the Wolves with it. Down by 19 now as Chilfer's bench really into this game for the first time. You know, I told you it looked like they were kind of sleepwalking, and there's a steal by Devin Williams. Fairman's got it. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, I'd like to know what Johnny told him in the locker room.
I don't think we can say that on the radio. Devin Williams with a three-pointer, couldn't get it to go. Here's Braden Liner. The Wolves really need a bucket here. He's in trouble. Gets it to Carter Goins. Now back to Ursary. To Carter. Right corner. He drives baseline. Can't get it to go. There's Buttram. He got a rebound and put it back in. He beat Duke Fairman to the goal. 36-19. Lazy pass by Scoop, but Devontae got it. And he just can't get anything to go today. Bless his heart, he is. Just been like the rim has a lid on it up there. And here's Devin Williams with a foul in the backcourt. It'll be Wolves basketball trailing by 17 with 5:57 to go, third quarter. Carter Goins gets a lane, kicks it out to Buttram for three. How about that? Five quick points for the Wolves, and they've cut it to 14. Sheely to Fairman. And Chilsberg will slow it down a minute. I think it's more or less to give themselves a chance to catch a breath. T.D. Smith, Seneca Sheely. He'll drive baseline, get to about 6 feet. Nice jumper, couldn't get it to go. Fairman, Duke Fairman got the rebound, and he was held on a shot. He'll get two free throws. That's going to go against Ursary again.
And that's his third personal.
Now you will see Coach Moore go to his bench. I believe Jet Liner about to come in. If he replaces Ursary, and he will, this Fayetteville lineup very, very small on the floor right now. Really, Buttram and Carter Goins, the only two guys that are even half as big as the guy that they're probably guarding. And a miss by Duke Fairman and a foul on Devin Williams on the rebound.
And that's Williams' third.
Here's a double team on Crumpton. And he's going to have to hurry to get this thing in 10 seconds. They do. Carter gets it to Jetliner for three. Off the front iron, follows his shot. Goes around T.D. Smith. Tried to throw it off of him, couldn't. And it's going to be a jump ball situation. This should be Childersburg basketball. And it is. 4:56 to go, third quarter. 37-22. Childersburg over Fayetteville. There's TD. Middle of the lane. Devontae finally gets one to go. I believe that may be his first bucket of the day. He's one of the leading guys for this Chillsburg team. Crumpton goes down the lane, gets a foul, and gets it to go.
Well, that was actually Braden Liner.
Was that Braden?
That
I thought
Braden.
It was zero, and it is Braden Liner.
They're going to call that one on Duke Fairman.
Yeah. 39-24, a chance for Fayetteville to cut into this 15-point lead. Can't do it, but offensive rebound, long rebound by Buttram. He can't get it to go. Here comes Schillsburg. Fairman, he's going to the goal with it. It's going to be a reach-in foul on Crumpton. And Schillsburg will get it underneath their own bucket. Up by 15 with 4:25 to go in the third quarter. T.D. Smith, they'll work it around the horn, find Seneca Sheely open for three in left corner, can't get it to go. It'll go out of bounds to Schillsburg.
Yeah, bounced right off of John Brady Buttram's hands, who tried to reel in the rebound. It just was a little bit too much spin on the ball.
Schillsburg gets it in. Here's Scoop with it to T.D. at the free throw line. Devin Williams back to Devontae. Nice dish inside to T.D. Gets it to go and the foul. Ball movement, you can't ask for any better than that. When you play a zone against Schillsburg, you better find the sagging points in those open lanes, because they're going to find the open man. And who was that foul on?
Carter Goins. That's his third.
T.D. perfect from the free throw line today. And the three-point play gives Childersburg an 18-point lead. 4:03 to go, third quarter. Here's Liner with it. To Jetliner now. It goes to Crumpton. They got to hurry, and they don't do it. 10-second call on the Wolves.
Yeah, and you got to give credit to that Childersburg defense right there.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about it. Here's Seneca Sheely. He'll give it up to Fairman. Now Sheely's got it right corner back to Tay. Tay to Devin Williams. Now left corner goes to Sheely. Looking inside for either Duke Fairman or TD. Nice dish to TD. Couldn't get the shot. Now they're going to get a backcourt call. Nice thought, but just not good on the execution of it.
You know, he's talking about Carter Goins with that last foul. That gives him three, and, you know, he subbed in. And now you got Brody Whitley, who's like a seventh or eighth grader out there, talking about the youth of these teams today.
Yeah, this is good experience for Fayetteville. He loses the basketball on his way to the goal, and here comes Childersburg again. And that's tipped, so it'll stay Childersburg basketball. I want to say thank you to a man who's been around here for a while, as Scoop misses a three, fight for the rebound, and is corralled by Whitley of Fayetteville. But I was going to say thank you to Kenneth Funderburk, who is the school resource officer here at Childersburg, and he has been around this program and just does a I never worry about anything when Fundy's here. Here's Devin to TD. He will take this three-pointer this time off the front iron, no good. And the lead remains 18 for Childersburg, and the crowd didn't like that call. Jetliner fell on his back, and he called a timeout, or as actually his coach did, and we'll take one with him. 18-point lead for Childersburg. We'll be back. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
Utility storage buildings, modular storage buildings, greenhouses, storm shelters, and more. Turn to Storage Nuts in Childersburg. Storage Nuts has a solution for all of your storage needs, no matter your size or budget. StorageNuts.com.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. And, Jacob, your thoughts first time on seeing Childersburg here?
They're quick. And, you know, they get to the ball, and you look at Fable with 24 points. That's a hard-earned 24 points for the Wolves. As, you know, you get a Wolf with a basketball, there's going to be two Tiger defenders on him, and we're going to have to find a way to shake those if we want to be able to stay in this matchup.
Yeah, Childersburg right now just a little too quick for the Wolves. Don't forget, we've got more basketball coming up later today as B.B. Comer's boys and Winterboro's boys will be taking the court around 3 o'clock. One game in between is going to be the Winterboro girls and the Fayetteville girls. That'll be next. And I see some of the Winterboro girls coming into the arena now. Here's Fayetteville now. I had to go into the backcourt to get the basketball. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. 42-24, Childersburg in the lead over the Fayetteville Wolves. The 2025 county tournament here. And an open look for Braden Liner from three, and he gets it to go. Nice shot from the junior there, and cuts the lead to 15. Here's Tay Fairman. He'll turn around, jump in the middle of the lane. No good. Nice rebound by Buttram. Here come the Wolves with a chance to cut into it a little more. Liner goes down the lane, throws it away. T.D. Smith got it. Now he had to save it and goes in to Buttram. Buttram to Chet Liner. I tell you, he's a little sloppy. And now stolen away by Seneca Sheely. And they get a jump ball. And the jump ball arrow is going to go to Fable.
Yeah, with as many back and forth possessions as there was right there, it was bound to get sloppy.
Yeah. 42-27. Childersburg with a 15-point lead. A minute 10 to go, third quarter. Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett with you. Buttram's got it down on the block, and it's stripped away by Devin Williams. Devin's one of those type kids that you see him on one side of the floor, and it seems like a second later, see him on the other side of the floor. Him and Devontae Fairman's two of the quicker people I've ever seen in this sport. Buttram, a long three-pointer, no good. And T.D. Smith gets the glass for the Tigers. Devin Williams with an open three. That was off from the word go. And here comes Crumpton with it. Carter Goins will go down the lane, lay it up and in. And the lead has shrunk to 13. And here comes Brandon Calhoun, Tay Truss, and Xavion Swain to come in for the Tigers at the next whistle. And there it is. And that's going to be a three-point opportunity for Devontae Fairman. And this foul is going to go against, is that?
Carter Goins.
Yeah, and that's going to be
four
on Carter, and he's going to have to come out of the game. Ursary's going to come in to replace him, but he's got three himself. So the Tigers now will have on the floor Tay Fairman, Xavion Swain, Brandon Calhoun. Here comes Terrence Hood into the game for the first time, replacing Seneca Sheely and also Tay Truss out there. So Fairman, the only starter on the floor, and he rattles that one all the way around and in. 45-29, back to a 16-point lead. Here comes Liner. Liner trying to get in the lane. He does. He needs to get out of there and does. 15 seconds in the quarter. Fayetteville may just want to hold this thing for one shot. Under 10 now. Here's Jet Liner way out almost half court. And it's stolen away by Devontae Fairman. He'll go down, lay it in, and the foul. That is not a good foul by Braden Liner. Or is that going to be on? Yeah, it's on Braden. They could have got either him or Jet Liner. And time is off, but Fairman will get one free throw again and try to push this thing back out to an 18-point lead at the end of the third quarter. And I don't know what the holdup is here. Okay, I see now. They're putting just a little bit of time back on the clock, 0.4 of a second now. That's why everybody's out there.
You have to do that, right?
Well, yes, and if it had been 0-0 on the clock, there would be nobody out there but Fairman. And I knew he was going to miss it. And the rebound goes awry. 47-29, 18-point lead for the Chillsburg Tigers over Fayetteville. We'll come back for the final fourth quarter. You're listening to the Domtar Tigers Sports Network.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with a mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga.
Childersburg High's home for Friday nights and Auburn University's home on Saturdays. This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're locked into Hit Kicking Country Kicks 100.3.
Fourth quarter action beginning, 18-point lead for the Tigers and the basketball. Here's Terrence Hood with it for the first time. And he'll try to drive down, get in the lane, shoots it up short. And, boy, it could have been a foul, but Xavion Swain got the rebound, and Terrence Hood got another one and put it in. Biggest lead of the day for Coach Johnson's team at 20. I mean, you just watch how Devontae Fairman guards his man without fouling. It's just incredible. And there's going to be a foul on somebody for Chillsburg as they about run slap over. That's going to be on Devontae Fairman. Hey, let me step aside 10 seconds as we're at the top of the hour for station identification.
KX 100.3 is WYEA, Sylacauga, Childersburg, and WSGN HD3, Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Well, Fayetteville missed a shot. Childersburg tried to run with it, and Fayetteville stole it on a long pass. You knew that today would be a struggle for the Wolves, but there's a going over the back call on that's going to be on Ursary, and that's going to be four on him. Nice job by Devontae Fairman of blocking out a bigger kid. He's going to come out of the game, and there's somebody new coming in for Fayetteville. That's going to be Victor Mendoza. Hadn't seen him yet.
No, this is his first minutes of the game.
Here's Tay Fairman with it to Tay Truss at the free throw line. He gets it to Hood. Hood lost it and then lost it again, and they'll say it went off his leg, and it'll be Fayetteville basketball. 49-29 with 6:50 to go in the game. Buttram gave up a three, wants to drive, got tied up, and Brandon Calhoun just took it away. Here comes Fairman with it, and there's a hand check foul on Jet Liner. And so far, fouling, as you mentioned, Jacob, hadn't got sloppy until the last 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, and, you know, the great Sonny Smith would always say on their broadcast, you know, you got to play defense without fouling. I think so far, with the exception of a couple of Wolves, both teams have done a good job of doing that.
Absolutely, and there, as soon as we say that, a steal by Fayetteville and a foul on Chillsburg to prevent a fast break. That was on Tay Truss. Let me tell you something. When he hit you on the football field, you knew it. And he didn't mean to. He helped Crumpton up there, but he ran over Crumpton like crazy. Fayetteville will get to basketball and into the game for the first time for Chillsburg is going to be number 20. And that's going to be Elijah Fowler, who I think is in the eighth grade. There's a backcourt call on Braden Liner. Turnovers have really hurt the Wolves today.
Yeah.
They could have stayed in this basketball game a little closer, and it's only a 20-point game, but we saw the first game girls, and the ball was stripped from Fowler as he tried to turn and get him a shot. But the first game with the Chillsburg girls and B.B. Comer's girls was just really a runaway. Terrence Hood gets a three. That's off the front rim. And Fayetteville had to rebound, lost it. Here's Chillsburg with it. Trying to get it into Xavion Swain, and it's going to be a foul, I believe, on Braden Liner. Nope. They're going to get Swain for backing in there. That's a bold call. Now they're asking what the call is going to be. I think he actually mentioned 13 to begin with, and it's actually on 12. I'll get it right here in a minute. That foul was on Xavion Swain, number 21, not number 12. Chillsburg takes it away. Devontae Fairman up and in. And it's ballooned to a 22-point lead. Here comes Carter going wide open as a peanut hole. He needs to slow down. He does. And here's Jet Liner working against Devontae Fairman. Fairman's the hardest working cat in this building, I'm just going to tell you. And I believe he's going to see his last action here in a minute. Liner gets by him, goes by, can't complete the bucket. And Chillsburg's going to get the rebound. Here comes Fairman with 5:25 to go in the game. Childersburg up by 22. Calhoun inside. Xavion Swain lays it in, and the team likes that. And it's starting to get away from Coach Matt Moore and the Wolves. And there's Braden Liner with a nice turnaround bucket. And I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm not saying this because I call basketball for Childersburg, but they could have full court press the entire game. They could have Terrence Hood had his shot blocked by Buttram. Nice block. They could have really turned up the wick in the second half, Jacob, to kind of put salt in the wound, and they didn't do it. That's because Johnny Johnson's the kind of man he is. He's not going to run the score.
Well, you know, coming out of the locker room, they did play kind of a little faster
right.
than they did in the first half. I think that was just to kind of gap the Wolves a little bit, get comfortable and settle in. And, you know, now they've kind of gone back to the way they played in the first quarter.
Well, and two, you're right, but I think it was because of the halftime mincing he put on them in the locker room to play harder, and Fowler misses a shot, and Xavion Swain gets it and puts it back in, and this thing swelled up to 24 now, 55-31. Here's Braden Liner going toward the goal. He fell down, and I'm going to call traveling. He's being helped up by Brandon Calhoun. Tell you one thing. There's some of the best kids on this Chillsburg team. They're not going to jaw you and push on you and play like a group of thugs. They really do what they're instructed to do. And here's Cody Fowler into the game now for Chillsburg. These two cats are eighth graders. And Johnny Johnson has told me his junior high team, Jacob, not his B team, but his junior high team, has two kids that are over 6'2" already. They're going to be really good here in the years to come. Here comes Cody Fowler. He'll go up and go in, and look at the bench, how proud they are of him. And he gets a steal, gives it to Xavion, middle to Terrence Hood. They're loving these guys that don't ever get to play none. And that just, you know, and it's to Fayetteville's dismay. I'm not down in Fayetteville, but these guys on Chillsburg starters really are loving it. How about Jet Liner giving a head fake and getting a shot to go?
Yeah, you know, Coach John Limbaugh will tell you if there's anybody that plays football on this basketball team that has that ability to be a good leader in the future, it's Jet Liner.
Well, there's a leader of the future for Coach Johnny Johnson. Cody Fowler gets a shot to go. Another steal by Chillsburg. Spin by Fowler. Can't get the shot to go. Xavion Swain gets another to go. And it's up to a 30-point lead. Now the clock will not stop unless there's free throws. Oh, and there's Buttram. Should have been at the free throw line. Jet liner for a long three. No good. That could have brought rain. If it would have brought rain today, Jacob, it would be in the form of snow.
Yes.
And that's going to be an offensive foul and a good one. And I'm going to tell you what, credit J.B. Buttram for stepping in there against Fowler. Fowler was a one-way ticket to the goal. And with 2.5 minutes to go in this game now, 63-33, Childersburg in front. Jetliner working against Terrence Hood. Terrence on the football field, and that's going to be a foul on Cody Fowler. And Terrence Hood was one of those guys on the football field. And by the way, I'm going to say this. A lot of people don't know this, as the clock is should be stopped at the free throw line for Liner. They had what they called a Dream Bowl this last weekend in Texas, Jacob, kind of like the Senior Bowl. And Childersburg High T.K. Kennebrew, 3 touchdown passes and was the most valuable player of that game. That man might get he may get drafted in the later round.
I was going to say, that sounds like some signing the paper-worthy performance there.
And look at Coach Moore. He's going to get his guys on the bench a chance. We're going to call these guys' names if we can. Number 22, Brennan Lewis, also number 12 out there. Is that a 12? No, 32. And that's going to be Blayton Cantrell. Also, see if I can get them all.
Drew Henderson, number 13.
Drew Henderson. So a lot of young guys out there for Fayetteville, too, along with Ty Stone. And the referee's going to stop the game. Ty Stone has on a necklace, and that's dangerous. I know you might not think that they're just being, you know, picky, but they're not. That is dangerous. Somebody reach up, grab him, and could choke him. Here we go. Fayetteville down by 30 to Childersburg. They get it inside, and it's going to be a foul on whom?
Xavion Swain.
Yep, Xavion Swain's going to get a foul as the time rolling off on this one, clock rolling. Ty Stone will come back into the game. And that's going to be a one-and-one opportunity for somebody. And that's going to be number 22, Brennan Lewis. And he can't connect on the first one. I say one-and-one, everything's a two-shot opportunity.
Yeah, right. Is that a new rule? You know,
oh, yeah. After year? 5 fouls in each quarter, you get 2 free throws. There's no such thing as one and a bonus anymore. The only time is he misses both. The only time you get 1 free throw is after a made shot. Childersburg trying to get it inside. They do. Big number 20, Elijah Fowler, and he puts it in. 65-33. 32-point lead for the Tigers as we're under right at a half minute to go. Here's Lewis. He'll get it to Jackson Leonard, who's checked in. Lewis loses it. Stone's got it for Childersburg. Here comes Fowler. He'll go all the way to the goal. Can't get it to go. There's Xavion Swain. Couldn't get it to go. And here is Fayetteville, and they throw it back court. And that'll probably do it as we're under 4 seconds to go. They won't throw it in, and Childersburg will get a 65-33 victory over Coach Matt Moore and the Fayetteville Wolves in the first round of the county tournament. We'll come back with your Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union postgame show right here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Have you ever gone into a big chain store and asked an associate where an item is located? And they say, wait a minute, I'll look it up and see. Well, at Van Zandt Hardware, you don't have to worry about someone looking at a handheld computer to find something. They know where it is and how to help you. Serving the Coosa Valley now for 50 years, Van Zandt Hardware will not sell you an item that you don't need. Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union post-game show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Dave McCurley, Jacob Bassett with you, 65-33. Childersburg over Fayetteville as both Childersburg teams advance until Wednesday. And I say that with a grain of salt, Jacob Bassett, as the weather pending. We don't know what's going to happen. We do know there's not going to be any games tomorrow, but your thoughts on what you call for Fayetteville, they sorely missed, especially Landon Thomas, Aiden Blair, and Brennan Marlin today.
Yeah, you know, Brennan's one of those players that when he comes off the bench, he can score quick. Landon's a big man who can play down low, but he can also play beyond the arc. You could definitely tell that that presence was missed today. But I don't care who you are and what level of basketball, you cannot turn the ball over and expect to win.
That's right. John Thompson, big buddy of yours and mine and Al Barnett's, he said one time, there are three things that will never last in this world. Teams that don't hit free throws, teams that turn the ball over, and dogs that chase cars. And you know what? He's pretty much about spot on. He is about spot on. Well, this next game is going to see the Fayetteville Lady Wolves take on what is a very good Winterboro Lady basketball team in the Lady Bulldogs. We'll see how that goes here in just a few minutes. We'll step aside and I'll let, well, you know what? He's here with me. I'll let Jacob give him his headset and I'll bring Jacob back here in a minute. Coach Johnny Johnson steps in on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union postgame show. First of all, Coach, congratulations. Another win, 14-10 on the season.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. They come out playing great, though, but we finished hard.
You know, I want to mention one thing. A lot of people don't understand. Sylacauga was the last team in this county to win a basketball state championship in 18. This county tournament means a lot for all of these teams because it may be the only trophy they have a chance to win.
You're right. You're right. You know, we come in, we treat this as a tournament play. You win, you want it done. So we've got to treat it like that. And that's just trying to get us ready for the area tournament.
And, of course, both your girls and boys have advanced. I thought Tay Fairman, bless his heart, he just could not get it to go today. But sharp shooting by Scoop early on. And then these young kids, talk about both of these Fowler kids, Xavion Swain come in there, even Terrence Hood. They played hard for you.
Hey, I'm telling you, we got something special coming. We got the two Fowler kids, eighth graders. Xavion Swain is a freshman. We missed one more. Kristen hurt his knee the other night. We're missing him. You got T. Hood going to be a junior. He got some playing time. But these two guys, how hard they play.
Yeah.
That's what we do. I mean, it's about playing hard and finish. Eli, our run and go guy, he's going to be so special running and go. He's going to probably be about 6'6", and he's smooth around the rim.
Oh, yeah.
Then you got Cody. He's going to be a guy that can play the 5, the 4, 3, and the 1 because he's going to be a tall kid. But, you know, Tay Furman is our leader. He played a lot of minutes. His shot was a flat tonight, but we got to count on him to do a lot of things. I thought Scoot shot the ball well. But, you know, we just came out flat. I thought we picked up our defense.
TD didn't shoot the ball well from the floor, but he got to the free throw line and hit his free throws. And that's what you expect a senior to do.
We do. You do. But, again, it's about getting better this time of year. And I'm just a proud of you guys, especially the game we had played last week. And I think we're going to play this week. But I'm just proud of how we've been playing.
And I want you to invite some folks because if whoever wins the B.B. Comer Winterboro game this afternoon should be Wednesday with weather pending and all that. But with your girls apparently probably going to play the Winterboro girls and your boys against probably Comer or Winterboro, this place should be rocking Wednesday night.
We need this rocking Wednesday night. We need this thing come back on January 27th, rocking for Comer. Comer's a great basketball team. Coach Herbert do a great job for him. front of him. But we need to thank Pac. You know, it's a town of schools playing. You know, even you got Tyler City and Sioux City, but we all in here together. So we need everybody to come out and just support this kind of tournament.
Two things before I let you go. Number one, I want to thank Coach Fawcett. He's worked his rear end off today.
Oh, he do. You know, he running this right here. We doing all we can, you know, to help him out. But he doing a fantastic job of running everything.
The other thing I want to say is I said hello to Jacob Johnson, who's just getting out of therapy today. Hope he's listening. I'll give you a chance to say hello to him.
Oh, yeah. He doing a good job trying to get back for the summer for us. I got to give Star Frisco Thurber a great job. They worked with him so hard to get him ready, get him back, ready to play for us this next year. But we miss him, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We had to get him on the floor, but the guys keep playing hard.
Congratulations again. 14-10 on the year. Coach Johnny Johnson, he's got to get to work, and they'll be back in here on Wednesday night. Chillsburg defeats Fayetteville 65-33. I'll get Jacob Johnson in, or excuse me, my mind was on Jacob Johnson because we were talking about him there. Jacob Bassett back in here on the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union postgame show. First of all, I know you call Fayetteville every week and they miss those guys, but your thoughts on seeing Chillsburg for the first time?
Man, I like watching fast basketball, whether it's a fast offense or a fast defense, and the way Childersburg was able to get to the ball, no matter where the ball was on the court, there was two Tigers on the ball at one time. I love to see that.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions away from that game. First of all, tonight, are we Notre Dame? Are we? I know who you and I are pulling for, but who do we think's actually going to win the national championship tonight?
Well, I showed you my T-shirt before the game.
I'm with you.
Unfortunately, I think, you know, the victory is going to go to the hot hand right now, and the hottest hand right now is the Ohio State Buckeyes. You asked if Ryan Day was playing for his job. I don't think so. But I believe if they can't win it tonight, that seat might have the heater turned on just a little bit.
Yeah, and, of course, that'll be a great game tonight. Also, how about the big one coming up this Saturday?
Yeah.
Number one Auburn, number three Tennessee at the Jungle. Can you get any better than that?
It helps that the game is at home because you saw what Auburn did Saturday at the Steg. You know, well, the Steg is always a tough place to play, but so is Auburn. And hopefully that'll help us out against the Volunteers Saturday.
Yeah, and I hope we see number four back on the floor. Could be. We'll just have to wait and see. One quick question before I get out of here. Have you watched these two incredible sophomores from Winterboro play?
We haven't played them yet.
You don't need to. Trust me when I tell you, they're two of the better girls in this state. They're probably the two best basketball players in this county, but they play so well. And, of course, they're missing their coach. Rebecca Williams had her baby just a couple of short weeks ago, so she's not back yet, but she will be. For Jacob Bassett and myself, Dave McCurley, Childersburg wins at 65-33 over Fayetteville. They advance. And we'll be back on Wednesday night with that. But don't forget, right here on Kix 100.3, here in just a little while, is going to be B.B. Comer and Winterboro, the boys, as Greg Wyckoff and Tony White will have that call for you. And we'll have it here in about an hour and a half, right here on Kix 100.3.
You've been listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll, Ineos USA, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Alabama Termite and Pest Control, Atkinson Homes, First Baptist Childersburg, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.